and we'll read just a bit more. Next week, we'll go more into what he means by the word imperialism, that is to say, opening ourselves up to new ideas or taking new ideas elsewhere. Continuing with Karl Popper. Of course, this revolution was not made consciously. The breakdown of tribalism, of the closed societies of Greece, may be traced back to the time when population growth began to make itself felt among the ruling class of landed proprietors. This meant the end of organic tribalism, and I comment, by which I take it he means tacit, unquestioned consent, agreement of the rulers. We have to keep reminding ourselves that this society he speaks of is resting on the backs of us, the human cattle, quote unquote. Continuing, for it created social tension within the closed society of the ruling class. At first, colonization postponed the breakdown. Perhaps the most powerful cause of the breakdown of the closed society was the development of sea communications and commerce. Close contact with other tribes is liable to undermine the feeling of necessity with which tribal institutions are viewed. And this should, I think, in all of us, bring to mind one of Plato's dictums, that the gulf between the master, quote unquote, master class, and everybody else must be continuously widened so that they appear as entirely different species, race of human. What Popper is calling imperialism does is it brings us in contact with each other, which is exactly what Plato, through his political theory and strategies, was trying to avoid. Continuing, close contact with other tribes is liable to undermine the feeling of necessity with which tribal institutions are viewed. And trade, commercial initially, appears to be one of the few forms in which individual initiative and independence can assert itself. We are just about at 10. So rather than try to plow deeper into this notion of how the closed society begins to open up to new ideas, it might be a good place to stop and take stock and think about its applicability to our present situation, because it is not just analogous, it is exactly what we are confronted with in considering the complete lock power has on what is allowed in the public discourse. That is that discourse which is discussed over time. And that means we are in a closed society and that we are going to have to creatively and with no fear and much determination, therefore, open it up. That's what Prince was fearlessly doing. And every move he made, they made sure they swamped it. They flooded it with obstacles in his path. And yet he persevered. I'm really pondering, as we began that question we began with, where did that love come from? Where did the need to cultivate it in oneself come from? Thank you for hanging in with me. I so grateful. There are folks who are taking on this challenge, as I routinely conclude with. I love you. Stay strong. Until next week, peace.